He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you 100% live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 497. Today, I'm going to show you a gadget that I use almost every day, and I love it. They make phenomenal equipment, and we'll take a peek at that. I'm also going to show you three different alternatives that you can use when Google Photos goes bye-bye. I have three different options for you. I actually deploy all three because I don't want to lose my photos, and I like sharing them and blah, blah, blah. But we'll take a look at those three solutions in a minute, and of course, we have the apps of the day. So let's get started right off the bat. But before we do, I want to remind you that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will answer all my emails. So there you go. All right. Today we are going to talk about a company called Small Rig. And let me bring that up. There we go. Small Rig has been around for ages. And I must tell you, they make fantastic gear, fantastic. Now, if you want to, let's say, pimp up your photography gear, your video gear, you want to add lights, you want to add a microphone, you want to add two lights, two microphones, whatever it may be, an extra camera on top of the camera that you have, Small Rig is definitely one of the ways to go. I have quite a few of their pieces of gear, and I must say I have used them for years, never had a problem. They're all high quality, and they will last literally a lifetime. What we're looking at now is the devices that will basically extend the utilization and the accessories for the iPhone. You can buy these for any phone, or you can buy these essentially as a universal holder, which is what I actually have. And what these devices will do is they will allow you to hold the smartphone in this device very securely and make it easier to do a video or photography. So let's take a look at camera three, and we'll get a close-up of what this actually does. So here we can see the Small Rig device. It's made out of a very high-quality extruded aluminum. It's not going to break. You can drop it. You can probably drive a truck over it, and this thing is solid. Okay, so what do you do with it? Well, the main structure of this involves a little clamp inside here, and I'm going to pull up on this. And right here you could see that there's two like steel rods, and you'll hear this snap back. This has a lot of tension on it, and it's very well made, and you want it very well made, because what's going to happen, the way this works, is you're going to take your smartphone, and right here I have a kind of a brand new iPhone 12 with a giant case on it. So my phone snaps right in there. It's not going to fall out. That clamp keeps it in place. That's always a good thing. The other thing I'll tell you for safety purposes is this clamp really should come over the roof of the phone. Mine does not. So to be honest with you, I pay close attention that this doesn't pop out. It has not yet, but I make sure that it's clamped in there real tight. The clamp here is real tight, but this is such an awkward kind of a case. You just may want to check that. Now, what makes this thing so cool, not only is it built of high-quality aluminum, but right here you'll see a bunch of holes. And they're there for a purpose. As you can see here, these are all threaded holes here. They have them on the top. They have them on the bottom. They even have them on the side. You can see there that there's a hole. So what are these for? Well, quite frankly, you've seen these around, and everybody has a ton of them. You don't know what they're for sometimes. But these are what will allow you to hook up other accessories, lights, whatever. And the way they work is you can see the indentations here. One here, and there's one over here. Let me pull this up a little bit for you. And you actually slide these right in very neatly. They're going to go in right here. These devices just slide right in, and you're just going to tighten them down. And now you have a screw thread right here, which will allow you to put another accessory on there, a light, a microphone. I actually put another GoPro camera on top of that if you want. These come in all different sizes, shapes, sorts, and colors, and you can actually slide another one on there. And this one has a ball head, so that makes it kind of nice. So we'll tighten that down there like so. And now I have a little ball head here where I can put another light. So the way these work is quite simple here. Again, your phone will snap in here like so. And then what you're going to do is actually take the phone and hold it like so. So this makes the whole thing easy to operate. You've got as many tools, if you want, accessories up on top. And you also have a bunch of holes there where you can put several other items if you so desire. So this makes this very functional and very useful. I will also tell you that they have a little grip that you can buy. And again, the grip will just go in there, and now you have a handle, and you could put a handle on each side. So these things are absolutely fantastic. I love them. They're not too expensive. I will point out that they will cost you a tad more than the plastic ones, but of course you get what you pay for. And they have just a ton of things here that you can buy. Any kind of accessory to hold any type of device is here. These things will mount on a tripod, anything that you want. You can't even imagine some of the clever tools that they have here. So by all means, check. Now what I'd like to do is talk about some alternatives, if you will, to what's going to happen when Google Photos goes bye-bye. Actually, it's not going bye-bye. They're charging money to use the service, which is still fine. I don't have a problem with that. I couldn't believe that they gave it away for free for so many years. But here are three different alternatives that you may want to deploy when that goes away. Right now, I think the best buy out there really is iDrive. Right now, they're running a phenomenal sale. I don't know how long it's going to last, but you're going to get 50% off. You can get basic 5 gigs for free, but if you have a ton of photos like I do, 5 gigs is not going to last too long. But here they have a deal right now. Let's see if I can find it. Here it is here. $3.48. That's a 95% savings. 95% savings. $3.48 per year for 5 terabytes of storage. Folks, that's a no-brainer. And not only can you back up your photos and your videos, you can also back up the machine itself with all your files. So that's a good thing for $3.48. Again, this is for the first year only. The second year, that's going to go up. And how much is it going to go up? Well, right now, they're projecting that this will go up to $52.12. And you can see they have a bunch of other plans up there. 5 terabytes is reasonable if you don't have a ton of photos. I do. I have a ton. I mean a ton, because I take these things professionally and I have a ton of videos. I don't want to lose my photos. So another alternative, and this is what I actually deploy, is called SmugMug. I've been using SmugMug since the day they came out. Wonderful, wonderful website. And this will allow you to back up pretty much everything that you have. Photos, videos, files. It just doesn't matter. It's unlimited storage. So that is like, thank you. It's a little bit pricey, just a little bit. It costs about $90 a year, $100 a year for unlimited storage. There are cheaper plans, I believe, and there are more expensive plans. But what this does, it gives me such a nice interface. I can view all my photographs. I can send them and share them to anybody I want. I can ask for comments if I wanted to. I could actually sell the photography right on this website. But you can let your family and friends look at only certain photographs. It categorizes it in albums that you customize. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful program. I highly recommend it. And as I said, I've been using this for many years. The last option, and I hate to say it, well, I don't hate to say it, but probably your best option for the buck is going to be this WD Western Digital My Cloud Home. This is a hard drive that you're going to buy. You can purchase right now an 8 terabyte hard drive that you own for $229. And if you Google it, I'm sure you'll find that for less. So what this will do is this will give you a hard drive that you're going to connect up to your network real easy. And this will allow you to upload your photos and download and view them anywhere you have an internet connection. Real, real easy to hook up. The software comes with it. It's simple. But for the money, I'm getting 8 terabytes. I own it. It's on my network. I can do everything that I can with Google Photos. And this is the way to go. And what's nice is if you do fill up the 8 terabyte drive, you can loop these drives and have unlimited amount of space. So if you're inclined to start a small project, very easy to do. This is the way to go. It will also let you stream your videos and your music onto your media players, your Plex server, whatever you want. Great storage device, and this is the way to go. So you've got 3 options now, 3 alternatives to when Google Photos goes away. Okay, let's take a peek at some apps of the day. We have some cool things today. First one we're going to talk about is the Adobe Photoshop Mix. Great app, totally free. This will allow you to make composites of photos, superimpose, blend, all those cool things that you wonder how they did it. Very simple to do. What I like about the user interface here is that what you see is literally what you get. That's nice. If you don't know how to use this, give yourself 15 to 20 minutes. You'll be an expert. If that doesn't work, find a kid, give them the app, and in 5 seconds, they'll show you how to use it. It's that simple. Check it out. This next app is called PP Browser for web video. Interesting app, relatively new app. This is going to provide you a fast, free, full browser for your iPhone or your iPad. What this allows you to do is to easily save any kind of file to your device. Supercharge your browsing experience with PP Browser. It works just like your regular browser, but better. You'll be able to store your files right on your device. Don't waste your data looking at files all over. Save, and you'll get a picture-in-picture implant on this if you like. It will play music in the background, so it does a lot of things. This also has a ad blocker built into the browser automatically, and you're also able to customize it. I like that. So if you're looking for an alternative browser, PP Browser may indeed be for you. Okay, our next app is called Secure Photo Vault. This is an app that will allow you to keep your pictures safe. So if you have a bunch of photos that you don't want people to see, I can't imagine what they would be. But if you do have that, this basically makes them secure and passwords them, and no one will ever find them. So again, I don't know why you'd want that, but hey, whatever. Okay, our next one is called K-Presser. Like compressor, this is K-Presser. This is a cool app. What I use this for is to compress files. So sometimes, mostly all the time, when I take a video, it could be a minute video, 5 minute video, the file's too big to email to my mother. So I will use this compressor app that will shrink the size down and send that to whoever I want. The ultimate zip compression application for the iPhone and iPad. What's cool about this is you can drag and drop files to K-Compressor and it will archive them and extract them, which means if I shoot a video, compress it and send you the file, you double click on it and boom, it opens up. Nice. You can edit the zip or archive file. You can extract and remove files, obviously. You can password protect it. So all that's nice. And they optimize this for efficiency. So it works fairly fast. Very nice app. I like it a lot. This next app, folks, is an absolute no-brainer must. This is free. It's called Air Disc Pro. I love this app. I use it all the time. Yes, it does have in-app purchases, but that's for you to decide. This is free for a very limited time. You definitely want to check this out. AirDisc Pro allows you to store, view, and manage files on your iPhone, your iPad, or your iTouch. You can connect to AirDisc from any Mac or PC over your Wi-Fi network. I love this. And you can transfer your files by literally dragging and dropping from your iPhone to your PC or to your Mac. Very cool app, very easy to use. I use this all the time. If I have a spreadsheet or a photo or a video, it's just drag and drop. So I'm on my PC. I don't use a Mac that much. And I want to get to my iPhone, either transfer something up or bring something down. I just click this app and I see my PC and I just drop it wherever I want it. It doesn't get any better than that. It also has a built-in document reader. It has a built-in media player. This is just a no-brainer. Absolutely grab this app while you can, while it's free. AirDisc Pro. Love it. The next app I have, and I may have mentioned it once before, but someone asked me to mention it again. Sometimes people will email me and say, hey, remember the app that you talked about 2 months ago? Like, can you tell me what show that was on? I don't remember. I got to go back and look like you. But I know where the app was, so I'm going to repeat it now. Apps Gone Free and Daily Tips. This is free. You're going to like this. Get high-quality paid apps for free and personal answers to any iOS question you ask. Every day, we show you the best iPad apps that you can download for free, and you'll also get in-depth answers to any questions that you have. So check this out. I have this on my phone, and I use it a lot, and I really like it. It's one of the better apps that's out there. And then last but not least, folks, I have an app for you Android users out there, and I know there's a ton of those. But if you have an old photograph from mommy, daddy, your kids, your sister, whatever, this is a great app to take old photographs that you have, black and white photographs, and colorize them. And it does a wonderful job, and it's really fascinating to see old black and white photos, how they would look in color. Very simple app to use, and it's really nice. Just check that app out. I'm sure you'll thank me for it. It's one of those apps that you just don't think about, but you know, take a couple minutes, load it, and you'll see your color look. You'll see your photograph come up in color. It's really cool. It's really cool. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.